CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 29th of September, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There is still time to book tickets for the RSGB 2024 convention. The RSGB is helping to promote JOTA activities in October. The RSGB has responded to a recent Ofcom consultation concerning the 2.3 GHz band. With just 2 weeks until the RSGB convention, this year's event is a place to go if you are interested in anything and everything to do with amateur radio. There will be a host of expert speakers presenting topics ranging from sporadic E and how to use AI to write amateur radio applications, to panel debates on amateur radio modes, and presentations on inspiring the next generation of radio amateurs. The presentation summaries and speaker biographies are now available on the RSGB speaker page. AMSET UK has started to release news of its presentations too, and you can see those on the RSGB's convention programme. There really is something for everyone. If you haven't already bought your ticket, be sure to secure it by Monday, the 7th of October, when the online booking process will close. Buying tickets before the event will save you up to £5 off the usual on-the-day ticket prices. Due to demand, the RSGB has also arranged for an extra introduction to microcontroller programming workshop that will take place on the Sunday morning. There are some tickets available for Saturday's gala dinner too. To book your tickets for any part of the weekend or to find out more about the programme, go to rsgb.org/convention. Jamboree on the Air, also known as JOTA, is taking place between the 18th and 20th of October. The event promotes friendship and global citizenship and is a brilliant celebration of amateur radio among the groups within the Scout Association. Some groups have already shared details of activities that will be taking place over the weekend, and the RSGB plans to compile and share a list of these on its comms channels. If you are part of a scouting group and are planning to get involved with JOTA, then please get in touch via Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk with a summary of your station name, call sign, and any other relevant information. The RSGB has responded to a recent Ofcom consultation which would see new users sharing the spectrum within the 2.3 GHz amateur band. Whilst the new devices may be limited to indoor use, the RSGB has taken the opportunity to highlight concerns regarding the weak signal 2320 MHz segment. In addition, the RSGB has also indicated its wish to review the current restrictions that apply to this band that date back to 2013, when it was subject to public sector spectrum release. The response and background information can be found in the Spectrum Forum webpages at rsgb.org/spectrum-forum. The October edition of Radcom includes an article about the very first two-way radio communication between the UK and New Zealand, something that Sir Edward Appleton, the radio physicist and Nobel laureate, later described as probably the most dramatic moment in the history of the development of the short waves. The contact was between two radio amateurs, one in Mill Hill School, London, and the other on a sheep farm in New Zealand. Centenary celebrations will be taking place in New Zealand and at Mill Hill School, and special event call signs will be active from today until late October. Golf Bravo 2, November Zulu, and ZuluMic 100 Delta X-ray will each be active each day during that period and for the week of the centenary. The near actual call signs used in 1924, G2SZ and ZL4AA, will be active from the 14th to the 20th of October. A commemorative certificate will be available for those who make contacts with the event stations. For more information on the Goyder Bell Award and to find out more about the centenary celebrations, go to Golf Bravo 2 November Zulu.com. Lots of amateur radio stations are on the air this weekend for the Railways on the Air event. The occasion marks the anniversary of the first steam-powered passenger railway journey, which took place on the 27th of September, 1825. The first passenger train ran on a line in the northeast of England from Darlington to Stockton. Activity will be centred around 3.65, 7.15 and 14.25 megahertz. For more information, visit romeo-oscar-tango-alpha.bravo-alpha-romeo-alpha-charlie.org.uk. The September 2024 issue of Radcom Basics is now available on the RSGB website for members to read. Radcom Basics is aimed at new licensees or anyone who enjoys reading about the fundamental principles behind the many facets of amateur radio. This issue includes articles on antenna building, home construction, and getting fit with amateur radio. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to receive updates about Radcom Basics by the RSGB membership portal. RSGB members can read Radcom Basics by going to rsgb.org/radcom-basics. The September 24 issue of Radcom Plus, the online magazine for the more technically minded radio amateur, has been published. The first article was written by RSGB Chair Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, and is an introduction to using AI to write computer software. Next is a contribution from Tony Preedy, G3LNP, about how to make an efficient magnetic loop antenna. The third article by Andy Talbot, G4JNT, dives into the interesting but perhaps unfamiliar mathematics behind the encoding algorithms used in digital data programs, which we all use. The final article is the fourth in the continuing series by Barry Chambers, G88GN, about his pioneering experiments at 30 terahertz. RSGB members can read past and present issues of Radcom Plus via rsgb.org/radcom-plus. Don't forget to listen out for all the 145 Alive activity, which is taking place today. Operators will be active from 1 until 4 p.m, and there will be nets operating in most Maidenhead squares across England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. To take part in the event, which is designed to promote FM activity on the 2-meter band, all you need to do is to call in and make contact with others. For more information, contact Mark Savage, M0XIC, via the 145 Alive Facebook page. And now for details of rallies and events. On Saturday, the 5th of October, Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a surplus equipment sale in aid of club funds. The venue will be Cwmdwaed Community Centre, Cwmdwaed, Carmarthenshire, postcode SA336XN. The doors are open for traders from 8 a.m. and for visitors from 10 a.m. Disabled access will be available from 9:30 a.m. The entrance fee for visitors will be £2. For more information or to book a table, email golf0julietlimaxray@mail.com. The 49th Welsh Radio Rally will take place on Sunday, the 6th of October at Llanwern High School, Hartridge Farm Road, Newport, NP18 2YE. To Traders can gain access from 7 a.m. and the doors will be open for visitors from 9:30 a.m. The entrance fee is £3 per person and free parking will be available. For more information, email Mark Rackham, GW4JKV, via Welsh Radio Rally at gmail.com or phone 07976 368 250. Now the special event news. Today, the British Railways Amateur Radio Society will be active with special call sign GB1FRT on behalf of the Furness Railway Trust in Preston. Operation will be on the 40-metre band using SSB. QSL via the Bureau. To read more about the station, visit Bravo Romeo, Alpha Romeo Sierra, .info and QRZ.com. During October and November, special call sign Papa Zulu 5 Juliet Tango will be back on the air from Suriname during the jungle training of the Royal Dutch Army and Marines. The station's operated by personnel from the Sigla Regiment and will operate on the 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB. In-service military L3 Harris radios from different locations will be in use and the operators will welcome your call. To read more about this station, visit QRZ.com. Now the DX news. John W5JON is active as Victor 47 Juliet Alpha from St. Kitts, NA104, until the 1st of October. He's operating using SSB and FT8 on the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct through W5JON. Add OK2WX is active as 5 Hotel 1 Whiskey X-ray from Mafia Island, AF054, Tanzania, until the 6th of October. He's operating using CW, SSB and FT8 on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via I8KHC. More information, including a detailed QSL policy, is available via tinyurl.com/5hotel1whiskeyxray2024. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest started at 0 hours on Sunday the 28th and ends at 23:59 today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. Today, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 1st, the RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 1st, the RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 2nd, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 2nd, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Wednesday the 2nd, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using SSB, the exchange is your 6-character locator. The Oceania DX SSB contest starts at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 5th, and ends at 0600 UTC on Sunday the 6th of October. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The RSGB October 432 megs to 245 gigs contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 5th, and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 6th of October. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. The IARU 432 makes a 245 gigs contest, starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 5th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 6th of October, using all modes, the exchange exceeding report serial number and locator. On Saturday the 5th of October, the RSGB 2.3 gigs trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange exceeding report serial number and locator. And also on Saturday the 5th, the RSGB 1.3 gigs trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2200 UTC, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the Rodeo Propagation Report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Wednesday, the 25th of September, 2024. The solar activity is back to moderate levels with an M3.7 solar flare detected on the 22nd of September, newly assigned AR3835 in the southeast quadrant is the main source, and the event looks to have thrown a stream of plasma into space. The latest model suggested a possible passage near our planet by the 25th, and it looks like the prediction was correct. The Space Weather Prediction Center issued a G1 geomagnetic storm watch, and visible aurora may be likely at very high latitudes. Expect maximum usable frequencies, MUS, to decline if the KP index is above 4 or 5. Other than a large number of C-class solar flares in the past 5 days, this was the biggest eruptive event to occur. The solar flux index has declined to 172 on Wednesday the 25th, but is unlikely to decrease much further. Note that nearly all the sunspots are in the sun's southern hemisphere at the moment. Meanwhile, daytime MUS are a 3,000 km path and are consistently over 28 megs under quiet geomagnetic conditions. This is good news for fans of the 10-meter band. Nighttime MUS over 3,000 km are around 14 to 16 megs, so it looks like we may soon lose the 24-hour direct openings on the 20-meter band, which are prevalent in the summer months. Increasing solar proton flux at the moment means paths over the Arctic Circle may be compromised. Daytime critical frequencies remain over 8 megs and often reach nearly 11 megs, so NVIS communications around the UK on the 40-meter band remain commonplace, but may disappear later in the evening. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will increase next week, but may not reach the 200s. Keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The present run of unsettled weather has become firmly established, and although many parts of the country have not seen the torrential rain and flooding of last week, there will be some rain at times in most parts of the country during the first week of October. There are a couple of brief periods in the models when a weak ridge of high pressure is due to cross southern areas, but these are not seen as great for DROPO. The week beginning Monday the 30th of September sees at least two major lows pass close to northern Britain. One occurs as this weekend draws to a close, and there may be another one later in the week. These types of changeable patterns are notorious for problems with detailed predictions beyond a few days, although the general weather type is well forecast. Just a reminder that strong wind events at the end of a long summer can be a big shock to antennas, so now's a very good time to check that all is well in the guying department. Having discounted TROPO as an option, the obvious choice will be rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, but some of these events may produce very fast-moving echo sources, so it could be quite a challenge, although last week saw plenty of good rain scatter conditions. Meteor scatter is again largely dependent upon random meteors with just a couple of lesser showers, the Kappa Leonids and Sextantids, which see out the end of September. The auroral situation continues to provide some excitement, and the autumn months are a good time of the year for such things. For EME operators, moon declination is still positive until Tuesday evening, so moon visibility windows are shortening. Past losses are high, with apogee next Wednesday, 2nd of October. Thursday sees near eclipse conditions when the sun and moon are close in the sky, meaning high noise with wider beam width antennas. 144 makes sky noise is in general low for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next to local news, please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website, including email addresses and website links where known. Very truncated news this week. Meetings only. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society. On Tuesday, the society is meeting at 7:30 p.m. at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Today, listen out for South Bristol Amateur Radio Club, which is active during the Railways on the Air event. The club is holding its AGM from 8 p.m. on Thursday the 3rd. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The next meeting of Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club will be held on Wednesday the 2nd. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society. On Monday, Deron, G8VUO, will be giving a talk on test equipment. Now, news for all Wales. The next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 11th of September at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44-9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a face-to-face and on-air meeting with a show-and-tell element this coming Tuesday, starting at 6:30 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, NP16 5JT, from 7:30 p.m. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. North Wales Amateur Radio Group. On Monday, members are having a tabletop bring and buy sale. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Rustrud Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays. Also on Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cavern adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7 p.m. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wern Industrial Estate, Rogerston, NP10 9FQ. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, Have a good week from the GB2RS news team.